The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your perv year of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I am so excited about today's broadcast. We have an amazing show for you. I will be joined by my illustrious producer and country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
You're such a beautiful singer.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We've got a jam-packed show. Today's key, what you have all been waiting for, that favorite topic about plastic. It is Create Credit. For this week, Jeremy Shane will be bringing us our money word of the day later on. And minutes on your money. Today, student loans, Nobel laureates. What does that have to do with you exactly? We also have a great trivia question about last week's show, No Seasonal Exceptions. And today's guest, I'm excited. It goes along or coincides with today's key. Michael Croy from DebtClear.com is going to tell us what we can do to clean up our bad credit. As always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. Are you ready for today's trivia question?
I sure am. I would like it if you would give it to us.
It's about you.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Are you getting nervous?
Did I shave my legs for this?
No problem. You do not need to worry about whether or not your legs are shaved because it has nothing to do with what the answer is. And I'm sure that the listeners are disappointed now. But Insiders Club members are automatically entered for our weekly giveaway. But if you are not a member and would like to compete for great money management tools, all you have to do is answer this week's trivia question. And regular listeners have an edge up on the competition because the trivia question is always based on a previous show. Now, last week, we talked about no seasonal exceptions. So your trivia question is...
That was a drum roll.
That was the weakest drum roll I've ever heard. Just saying. Anyway.
Right.
So this week's trivia question is, what did Jeremy Shane say he gives as a gift when he's tight on cash?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Okay, good. So you remembered then what you said. So the question is, what did Jeremy Shane say he gives as a gift when he's tight on cash? You can win one of three ways. Call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you want to call in, that telephone number is area code 718-508-9002. Or you can just join me in the chat room if you think you have the winning answer. If not, drop us an email at trivia@uywradio.com. trivia@uywradio.com. And don't worry if you were listening on a download because the trivia question may not have been correctly answered. So you may still have a chance to win if you're listening from a download. So good luck to you. Now, I mentioned this week's Minutes on Your Money was Nobel laureates and student loans. Jeremy Shane, what do those have to do with this week's Minutes on Your Money?
Well, according to USA Today, a proposal by Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat from Massachusetts, to reduce interest rates on student loans has one big economic backer, Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz. I'm just assuming that's how you say his name. I didn't look it up. So
Stiglitz sounds right for the way it was spelled.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, Warren's proposal would tie the interest rate on Stafford student loans to the Federal Reserve's discount rate, currently 0.75%.
0.75%?
Yeah, it's pretty low. In fact, I'll borrow money like that all day long. And, you know, government-subsidized Stafford loans have a 3.4 interest rate and are scheduled to rise to almost 7% this summer, according to Congress decrees otherwise. Unless Congress decrees otherwise. So they're going to vote on it, and basically it's going to double the interest rate on student loans.
Wait a minute. It's going up, not down?
Well, that's what it looks like. Government-subsidized Stafford loans have a 3.5% interest rate and are scheduled to rise to almost 7% this summer, unless Congress says
unless they otherwise. Drop it. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think it should go up.
I can argue either side of this, actually. So.
Okay. Well, why shouldn't it go up?
The reason why it shouldn't go up is. Well, that's what they're talking about in the article here, which I could keep going for a second, and then we'll have our arguments. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay. College graduation has become a big factor in whether students succeed later in life. And according to their research, national unemployment rate was 7.5% in April. The unemployment rate for college graduates was 3.9%. And the unemployment rate for people who graduated high school but did not go to college was almost 9%. So they're saying that the unemployment rate's higher if you don't have a college education.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well,
That's what they're saying.
I understand their reasoning, but it doesn't make sense. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I will say this before I get into my tirade. 87% of millionaires are college graduates. Okay, so if I was wanting to be a millionaire, I think it would be easier, path of least resistance, to be in the 87% versus the 13%.
I can agree with you.
Okay.
And like I said, I can argue either side.
And because I'm a member of the 13%, so that's why I'm saying...
I went to college.
Okay, well, I didn't get to finish it, though.
I showed up. I did go there. Just saying.
Yeah. Did you walk in the classroom?
I showed up. I did show up. No, and I passed all my classes, and I got good grades, actually, just so you know.
Yeah, I got great grades, too, but, you know, circumstances beyond my control necessitated my leaving school in an expeditious manner because my mother took ill. But the deal with the student loans is these rates have been artificially low, and here's the problem that I have, okay? And I do not feel like we should force banks to lend money at a set interest rate that clearly doesn't assess the risk of default, okay? Because that's all an interest rate is. It's an assessment of potential default. You're a lender. You know. You have got to make it worth your while in order to lend somebody money. Okay, so you're dealing with college kids that maybe they had a credit card that their parents co-signed for most of the time. Okay, so you have people with no credit experience, and you want to lend to them at preferred rates. I only know of billionaires that get a 0.75 of 1% interest rates on money. Okay, so they're wanting to give the average everyday person money to go to school, and then they come out and they say they can't get a job, but how many jobs are available in underwater basket weaving to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
What about trade schools? You know, those used to be really great and honorable professions, you know?
Well, that opens up a whole other subject that I could talk about for hours, because when, in my opinion, America became the great country we are, was during the industrial age when things were happening. We were creating things. We were making things. And now what do? We send it to China or elsewhere, and they're the ones that are making a lot of the money off the labor, and we feel like we're just managers of what's going on, and look what's happening.
Yeah. I like the way my husband puts it. We invent and consume, and we delegate the building of stuff. And we lost our sense of purpose and greatness and we could go on to a huge political discussion about unions and all of that stuff. But suffice it to say, that I think that they should let the interest rates go up. And college is not an entitlement, you know?
No, it isn't. I do agree that college is a wonderful thing. That's why I can say I can argue either side. I'm not taking one side over the other. I believe that, you know, it's a wonderful thing to have a college education, and you should earn it. I don't think it should be given to you. You should have to earn it. On the same time, though, at the same time, I believe that since the loans are being given by regular banks, and the government's telling the banks what they can or can't charge, that's kind of a, I don't like that.
Right. Well, it kind of loses that whole like free market gig. And if I think back to when I had student loans, and I only had one, and the only reason why I could have afforded to pay for school, but my mother made me do it, and it was a dumb thing. But it was like 10% or something, 11%.
Well, they're saying here that there's about just over $1 trillion in student loan debt right now, and about 11, almost 12%, is actually in default. Now, one of the arguments that they're having here is that if it's in default and that follows you around, you can't discharge it or go bankrupt or anything, which is good. I mean, you should pay your bills. I'm just saying that's one of their arguments that they have for trying to lower the rates on it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And also they're saying that, you know, in Australia, they cap the payment at a percentage of the person's income. So whatever they make, they cap it at whatever that is. And what Obama is actually trying to do is have it fixed so that it couldn't be more than 10% of the borrower's discretionary income, which I think that's kind of messed up myself.
Well, you know, that has to do with underwriting guidelines. So when you talk about percentages, and we're going to...
But don't you think that just creates a whole lot more problems, because now you have to have a whole other section of government that tries to figure out how much each person's payment should be?
Well, the individual lender is going to come up with that, you know, when they go to make their underwriting decision. But, you know, the thing with the student loans is it's not based on anything right now. So you can get, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to go to school for underwater basket weaving. And then you come out and you're still a barista at Starbucks. And you could go do that without a $70,000 debt load. Just saying.
Correct. You are correct.
You know, I asked my brother and I was like, hey, have you started saving for your son's college education? Because I'd like to contribute, you know, since I don't have any kids, I'll give to my nephew. And you know what my brother said to me? My brother said to me, if he wants to go to college bad enough, he'll figure out a way just like I did.
And I did.
And I did. And so, you know, if the government isn't there, oh my gosh, perhaps you need to be smart enough to get a scholarship. Perhaps you need to be driven and really want to succeed. Because how many of those college educations have been financed with student loans that have been consequently defaulted on, and those kids were probably C or D average anyway? I mean, I'm just getting way off track. But anyway, I think it should go up. And I think that if you want to go to college, it's not an entitlement. It's a privilege, not a right. And if you want to do it, then you'll figure out a way.
And you have to earn it.
Yeah. And it'll mean more to you. It means the most to my brother. I mean, and he's gone on to get other degrees, too, not just the first one that he pursued. So you know, when there's a will, there's a way. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That was a great article, though. We have so much in store for you coming up. We also have our money word of the day, Michael Croy from DebtClear.com, as well as our keys to riches. Woohoo! Create credit is this week's key. You are listening to Heather Wagenhalt and Jeremy Shane on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, joined by country music sensation Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Big, that's the crowd.
Insert applause here. Thank you. And it is perfect that you had that rousing round of applause, because now that welcomes you into your money word of the day. What is this week's word?
This week's word is monetize, brought to us by Brother Steve Bergeron.
Yay! More applause.
Yeah, did you see my hands back and forth?
I know. We got the fan wave and everything.
Monetize, to convert an asset into or establish something as money or as legal tender. That's monetize.
Okay, so why don't you use the word in a sentence?
What does monetize mean?
Oh my God, well, that was great.
I did.
Okay,
it.
Yeah. So, like, you know, that reminds me, like, in sales of the porcupine clothes. When you ask a question back, you're throwing back the porcupine when you don't really want to answer the question, you ask
like
back.
That. Well, I have the definition right in front of me. Obviously, I could do it, but I just thought it would be funnier.
Apparently so.
Because I'm practically a comedian.
Yeah, well, yeah, keep your day job. Just saying, keep your day. So perhaps we could explain the way the listeners get to enjoy the radio show for free is because we have monetized it through the use of commercials.
Yeah.
That's how we monetize.
That's how TV monetizes.
Commercials.
But you see, also, I think we should get into TV station. Think about it. They're getting paid by the commercials, but you have to pay to subscribe to the service now if you want cable.
Right. Well, they still have regular TV.
They're getting
TV.
It from both ways. Yeah, but how many people do you know personally that are using the rabbit ears right now? I know there's people out there, and there's nothing wrong with that, but...
Well, yeah, they're digital rabbit ears now, but it is kind of interesting.
I'm just saying.
Yes, well, thank you. Actually, thanks to Brother Bergeron for that fabulous...
Brother Steve Bergeron.
Since there are two of them, Steven.
There are two Steves, yes.
Yeah, so thank you, Brother Steve. We are grateful for your money word of the day. But let's talk credit, shall we? Especially crappy credit. What do you think?
Sounds like a winner.
Okay, well, that is our next guest. And we have Michael Croy joining us. He is president of DebtClear and the creator of the DebtClear Roadmap. Now, Mr. Croy draws on over a decade of working in the debt relief and credit repair industries, as well as his own experience eliminating over $90,000 in personal credit card debt for less than 4 cents on the dollar. So I can't wait to hear this. Can you?
Actually, I think it sounds really great.
Yeah, well, let's get started with Mr. Croy, shall we? Welcome to the show, Michael.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on this season. It's been a while since we've talked to someone about debt settlement and payments and being late on their credit. And I wonder how did you get started in this particular industry?
Well, about 12 years ago, I tried to start a small business funded primarily on credit cards. And when that business failed, I was no longer able to service my debt and unfortunately had to default. You know, I'd always had good credit, always paid my bills on time. And, you know, I was scared and alone and didn't know who to turn to or who to trust. But through a lot of hard research and, you know, some tough times, I actually was able to eventually settle that debt for less than 4 cents on the dollar. And repair my credit to over 800. And so that kind of got me into the industry. I've been working in the debt relief credit repair industry for over a decade, own my own business, DebtClear. And, you know, throughout the years have worked with thousands of clients and hundreds of debt collectors and created this this program called the DebtClear Roadmap, which really combines my personal and my professional experience to maximize debt relief, but also help people repair their credit, protect their assets, and fight creditor harassment and lawsuits.
So if I'm a person who is struggling and I'm behind on my bills, what's the difference between debt settlement or bankruptcy or credit repair or going to an attorney to do my negotiations or debt consolidation? I mean, there's like a whole right. bunch of different genres in debt that I could go.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's true. Well, you know, most people think about bankruptcy, I think, when they're really in financial straits. But anyway, moving on to credit counseling to answer your question. Mm-hmm. So credit counseling doesn't give you any debt relief. What it does, you're going to pay back 100% of the principal in a credit counseling program. The debt relief comes from their ability to reduce interest rates and maybe remove some late fees and penalties and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They put you on a budget and hopefully you'll stick to that budget and be able to continue to pay your debts off.
Mm-hmm.
So those are typically the three, bankruptcy, debt settlement, and credit counseling, the three debt relief options out there available to people. The reason I created the program is most of the people who contacted my company couldn't afford those programs or they didn't qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, there are so many people with these terrible stories, you know, well-intentioned people that just had life happen to them. And so I put together some free information to help these folks, which evolved into this book that I published and now a home study course that I have.
I want to talk to you more about that, as well as a statement that you made that if you're behind on your bills, that's not necessarily a bad thing when we get back from our break. You are listening to Michael Croy on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Mostess, joined by Shane Murphy and our very special guest, Michael Croy, talking about debt settlement, bankruptcy, what to do with all of those bills that we have past due. And Michael, you have recently been cited in the press as saying that if you're behind on your bills, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You want to elaborate on that comment?
Sure. Yeah, most people, when they fall behind, they what people need to realize is there are federal laws and state laws that regulate the debt collection industry. So in terms of credit card debt, for example, if you stop paying your credit card and let's say it's been 6 months, you lost your job. If you were to resume paying your credit cards, what you've done is you've just reset the statute of limitations on your debt. And each state has a different statute of limitations after which the debt is no longer collectible. So in my state, for example, it's 6 years.
So is that based on where you live or where the creditor is located?
Well, in general, it's based on where you live. But the point is that if you stop paying your debt, that eventually, let's say, you know, you're 3.5 years out and you got a call from a debt collector and you resumed paying that back, you know, maybe if you would have waited another 6 months, that debt actually would have been uncollectible. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay your debts back, obviously, but I think it's just important to know that there is a statute of limitations after which the debt is no longer collectible. The reason why, if you've fallen behind, it's actually a good thing, is that you've already done the hardest thing about debt relief, at least in terms of debt settlement in my program, which is you have taken a hit, your credit score has taken a hit because you've fallen behind. That creates late payments, and after about 6 months, will create a charge-off on your account. Those, of course, impact your credit score negatively. So what I tell people is that's kind of the hardest first step to debt relief. And then if you empower yourself with information and tools, you know, there are federal laws that regulate the debt collection industry. Most people don't understand their rights, and because it's simply good business for debt collectors to violate people's rights, that you not only are unnecessarily, you know, scared and intimidated, but there's an opportunity, if you understand your rights, to actually back a creditor down or maybe even force them to retire the account, depending on on what those violations are, because of course you can then sue them in federal court. They would get sanctioned. You know, they might get their license revoked.
So if we were to take a bird's eye view of the process, like a 4 or 5 step kind of thing, I'm struggling. I don't know exactly when I'm going to have a consistent income stream. Let's say I'm underemployed and I've got a family and I've missed a few payments on some debts. I'm trying to make others. What would be a quick, like, 4 or 5 step overview of the process that I would need to begin in order to start clearing some of my debt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, many people are in that situation, right? They only have a certain amount of money to pay to their creditors. They can't pay all of them, and so they're wondering which creditors to pay. Obviously, you know, you have to keep a roof over your head and food in the kids' mouths, right? So that's mm-hmm. just... That's a given. Unsecured debt are things like credit cards, signature loans, lines of credit, things that are only secured by your signature, not by any real property. So, for example, a home or a car is secured by real property, and if you default on that, they can go after those assets. So, you know, the first thing to zero in on if you can't pay is your unsecured debts. And then, of course, the next thing that might not be so obvious is your credit score is in part calculated by the average age of your accounts. And, you know, if you are going to default, let's say you have 2 credit cards, one you can pay and one you can't, by determining which is older and keeping that one, it's going to affect your credit less, if that makes sense.
It does.
That's another consideration. Going back to my other comment, if you've already fallen behind, the one that you've fallen behind on for longer, I would keep not paying them. I mean, I can't tell people not pay them, but if it were me and, you know, I could, again, there are 2 accounts that are kind of equal, except for one is further in arrears, I haven't paid that one for longer, I would probably continue to not pay that one because eventually it's closer to the statute of limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, like I said, all that will become uncollectible as long as you're not sued and you get a judgment against you. That there's a different set of statute of limitations for that. But for reasons I already went into, most don't sue. I think that would be the main things to consider. Certainly, if somebody does sue you, you you want to respond to the complaint, but that may be a good person or entity to settle with, because a judgment on your credit report also is negative, right? And you could even settle after the judgment and have as part of the settlement agreement that they vacate the judgment. So it's never too late to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do these same
rules apply if you have business credit, or are these just personal credit rules?
Yes and no. So the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act doesn't apply to business accounts, but the general principles about debt settlement do. So in other words, if I were to, let's say I was a great customer of my, you know, a credit card company, and I never missed a payment, and they made tons of money off me because I always, you know, max up my card and just pay my minimum payment. And I lost my job. And so I call them saying, you know, hey, you know, I know things are going to be tight, so I find a new job. I was hoping that you could kind of work something out with me. They'll all give you a sympathetic no. And it is just because, you know, I tell people this all the time, you know, this is debt collection. It's business. It's not personal. And they know, based on, you know, a million data points, that if you're current or you've missed 1 or 2 payments, that in general they're gonna, you know, they're gonna make money in late fees and increase the interest rates or whatever, but they don't want to cut a deal because they're still making money. It's only and unless they think that they are going to lose money that they will cut a deal. And the only way that they think they're going to lose money is if you've fallen 3, 4, 5 months behind, then statistically they know that they're probably not going to get any money from you. Okay, and so that's when the original creditor is willing to make a deal around month 4 and 5. Around 6 months, they charge off the account. They're going to get a bit of money from a tax write-off. They might sell it to a debt collector for, you know, 8, 12 cents on the dollar. They might even have some insurance on that. But in general, you know, they're probably going to still recoup 30, 40 cents on the dollar. Mm-hmm. So one strategy is don't pay for 5 months, offer them 50 cents on the dollar. And you may even be able to include in there that they update your credit report to pay disagreed or even mm-hmm. remove the record altogether. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just because something is on your report doesn't mean you can't get it taken off. And settlements are a great way to do that and to get, you know, significant mm-hmm. debt relief. Once it gets charged off, then it goes to, it's either sold or assigned to a debt collector. And they are, like I said, if it's sold, they purchase it for 8, 12 cents on the dollar. And the older that debt gets, the less and less value it has. So, you know, even 2, 3 years out, it might be sold for, you know, 2, 3 cents on the dollar or even less.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the first segment, you mentioned that you had started a home study program. And if folks are interested in pursuing this as a potential remedy for their financial woes, how would folks get a hold of you or begin that debt settlement program or find your information or books on the internet?
Right. Yeah, so my program is called the Debt Clear Roadmap. So you can purchase the book on any online bookseller. I also have an audiobook, the same title.
Mm-hmm.
But I also teach live seminars, and I recorded one of those seminars. It's just an afternoon, probably about 4, 4.5 hours. And I created a home study course, and that could be seen at thedebtclearroadmap.com. And basically, it's my entire program. It's just it's me up there at a lectern, you know, with a PowerPoint deck, and you with some workbooks going through the information. It's the same information that's in my audio program or my audiobook or my book. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, packaged differently, and it does come with a bunch of free bonuses, including a free 3-month membership to my forum. So I like to call my program a do-it-yourself but not buy-yourself program. Again, I created this to be effective, affordable, and comprehensive. And you know, I'm really trying to empower people with information and tools so that they can make the best decisions for their financial future. You know, this is in a way a one-size-fits-all program, but there's certainly many different roads that you can take depending on what sort of debt relief you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time on the show today. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here, where you can visit Michael's show page and find out all of his information and linky links to his special programs. Stay tuned. We have more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Are you a referral partner of Unlock Your Wealth Radio? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call 866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Call now.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your maven of moolah, Heather Wagenhals, and I am flanked by the ever-popular, illustrious, nefarious at times, Jeremy Shane Murphy. Do you know what time it is?
Time for us to get to business.
Time for the applause to stop. Just saying.
I can't help it if I'm just so awesome. Everybody wants to clap like that.
Yeah, you know, I don't walk around with a personal, like, fan group to have, like, an audience just I could pull out of my pocket at any time.
Oh, you don't?
No, should I?
That's pretty great. Try it sometime.
Well, perhaps I will. Let me get my people on that. Well, let's get into the keys to riches, shall we?
Okay.
So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We are so glad you stopped by, and we're going to pause from clowning around right now so we can bring you this week's key, which is create credit. And for those of you joining us for the first time, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. Yes, it is. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save, and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that one key at a time, one week at a time, and we are in our ninth key. It's so amazing we've come this far. So when we talk about credit, everybody thinks they know something about credit. They've got credit, and so they would like to think they know something about it. But what do we really know about credit? And why specifically is credit important when you hear all these other financial gurus saying, oh, cut up your credit cards, debit cards are the hallway to go? Why do you think?
That's a good question. Why don't you explain it to us?
Well, it's important because we can use credit to leverage our wealth. And what I like about credit, and we're going to talk more about this in next week's key, which is Remember Real Estate, is that by tailoring our credit profile to be like a millionaire's, ideal in the sense that we have appropriately leveraged ourselves, we can catapult our ability to earn without having to invest as much money. And I'll explain that in next week. But it's important to understand what credit is. Your credit is a profile. It's a collection of stories that folks have told about you and how you borrowed money from them, if you think about it. That's what your credit profile is. It's just a collection of these stories of experiences that you've had when you went to borrow money. So if you have borrowed money and repaid people well in the past, they say good things about you. If you have borrowed money and not been so good about paying them back or stiffed them altogether, they're going to say bad things about you. So it's kind of like a little gossip column, sort of, but
yeah,
it's mostly true. Sometimes it can be inaccurate, but for the most part, it's true.
And also, I think that it's up to interpretation, too.
It is.
To some degree.
Underwriting decisions.
Right.
Because what we have and what caused our whole big credit crisis, because I watched this happen, was the advent of credit scoring. And now I know that it makes sense to have some, you know, magic number that we can look at and get warm fuzzies that tell us whether or not somebody's going to default. And so typically, the way credit scoring worked initially, it was actually done for mortgages specifically. It kind of evolved from that industry, but now everybody uses it and it's become the standard. But it was actually designed, the higher it was, the more likely you were to default. But that has since changed, and with the new algorithms that they use to calculate it, it comes up with this statistical rate of default, and the higher you are, the better you are, the better risk you are. So that's what credit scoring is. But it's what caused the problems because it's not indicative of what's in the credit profile. And so most financial institutions, for good reason, have gone back to traditional underwriting standards. And we've got to know what a manual underwrite does. And one of the things in the four layers of risk is your credit. And people want to know, if you're asking me for credit, I want to know how you've paid your bills in the past. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does.
Okay, so I can go to this credit profile, and I can look you up, and I can find out how you've paid your bills in the past, and I can determine whether or not I want to give you money. And what I need to be looking at is not what the score really reflects. You know, there are factors that go into a credit score, but if anybody ever comes to you and says, oh, don't get an inquiry, don't apply for credit, you know, until you're absolutely positive you need it because it's going to take like 5 points off your score. Anybody that says that has no idea what they're talking about credit because it's an algorithm. So you can't say it's going to be a specific point because the way it's calculated is it looks at everything that's inside your credit profile and then it compares it to every other similar credit profile out there. And so how can you possibly come up with a particular point value? So that's like myth number one that I want to dispel is that, you know, that there's a specific point value for activities that you do in your profile. How many factors do you think go into a credit score?
Probably quite a few.
I'm going to tell you how many. 85.
That's a lot.
Do you want to know how many actually make a difference in your credit?
Like three?
Did you look at my paper?
No.
You just knew that?
Of course.
Okay. All right. So for the bonus question, what are those three?
I am not going to say.
Chicken, chicken.
How about I say one?
Okay.
How many payments are on time?
On time payments are on the list. Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
No, come on. Just go for two.
This is your show, not mine.
Okay. Well, on time payments is important, but it's only 30% of your score.
Isn't there another one for debt to ratio, how much your debt is used up?
See, now look who's the good student. Ding, ding, ding. You got two right.
Yeah. And what about length of...
You totally read my paper.
No, I didn't. I just am not... I'm not completely retarded. I mean, I look like it.
Okay. So, yes.
My truck used to be yellow. Okay, I understand. Short.
That's a bus.
Oh, never mind.
That'd be a bus. On-time payments, 30%. Available credit, 35%. It's more important to have available credit that's not being used. And length of time your account has been opened. So those are the three. And they count for, you know, what is that? Do the math. 70.
Like 80% or something.
Exactly. So the other ones are kind of like all just dumb things. But when you get a manual underwrite, they're going to look for specific things. They're going to look at credit quality. And the ideal credit profile, if you want to get leveraged for success, and these are straight from mortgage underwriting guidelines, you need a minimum of four trade lines. And a trade line can be a car loan, credit card, house payment, you know, boat payment, motorcycle payment, whatever. Department store or credit card, but you need four of them for 24 months with zero late. And that's the minimum underwriting criteria for credit scoring. For credit underwriting for a mortgage. And if you can make that your goal with your credit, then anything else is just going to be bonus. But we have to really talk about credit in terms of what are you doing with it? Are you building your wealth or are you building someone else's?
I think that's a very, very important question.
Which one are you doing?
I'm building my wealth.
Yes, because you collect interest and you don't pay it. So there are two types of credit. I call productive credit, which is when you have a loan that you buy property with and it creates an income stream. And the income stream is more than the amount of interest that you're paying on that loan. That is a productive use of credit. Non-productive is charging things and carrying a balance. Now, that's credit myth number two, that, oh, well, I have to carry a balance. Carrying a balance doesn't build your credit rating. Activity is the only thing that builds your credit rating. So using your card, maxing it out, and paying it off every month, that's a good thing. That builds credit. That's what millionaires do. They use OPM. They take and leverage time on their side so they get the most possible use of someone else's money without having to pay for it. So they take that period, that grace period, and they're able to use somebody else's money to do whatever they need to do with and then pay it back in 30 days without any interest or penalties. How great is that? And that's what the wealthy do that the poor do not, because they leverage themselves. They make the smallest payment and pay the hugest amount of interest. And they do that over the time, thinking that their payments are looked at as activity. But the way the credit score reads, thanks for playing, it's not how it's factored. You got to pay your bills off every month. And if you are not paying your bills off every month, what's happening is you're building somebody else's wealth. Bottom line, that's what you're doing.
Which means you just got to be responsible enough not to spend more than what you make in a month.
Right. Or that whatever your discretionary spending amount is.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make sense, I'm going to give you like a really great example. So, Shane, let's say I have a burger shop and you come in and you buy a hamburger from me.
I'll happily pay you a burger Tuesday for a burger today. Pay you Tuesday for a burger today. Is that how that goes?
It's Wimpy from Popeye, yeah.
Yeah, Wimpy.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, tomorrow never comes.
Exactly, because it's today again.
At least that's what Garth Brooks used to say.
Because when tomorrow gets here, it's today. So you come, and so I'm going to charge you $5 for that burger, all right? So are you going to pay me with a credit card?
Yeah, I'm going to pay you with a credit card.
Okay, so next week, you're thinking, I'm hungry. Maybe I'll go get something to eat. But I just maxed out my credit card on this other burger. So like a month goes by, and if you don't pay it off, are you going to come back into my restaurant and give me another 50 cents for that burger you ate a month ago?
No, but I'll give it to my bank, though. Because I'm gladly going to pay my bank Tuesday for a hamburger today.
That's classic. I appreciate that. So my point being is that you wouldn't keep going back to an establishment and giving them more money for a $5 burger if you've already paid them $5. But every time you charge something on your credit card and don't pay it off, that's what you're doing. And people don't think of it that way.
You're right.
They dissociate that. And you know, because they're already gratified. But then what happens is they get mad at the credit card companies. Like, they forget to pay the bills. And then they're mad and, like, they're charging me so much interest, but you agreed to pay. It doesn't matter. You could have paid it off before the interest even accrued and during the grace period. And then you would have used my money for free. So we have to determine what we want to do. Do we want to collect interest or do we want to pay interest? Where do we want to be? Do we really want to be a millionaire? Do we really want to be financially free and well off and be able to come and go as we please? So this is the biggest challenge, is this week's key, because this is the one that can get us into trouble, because we can be instantly gratified. And, you know, it always just, you know, doesn't seem so good later on. If you don't delay the gratification and work for something first and then buy it.
I think that's the biggest key there, is you have to delay the gratification.
Right. And it's just about opportunity cost. You're going to say, okay, so if I buy this fabulous handbag, I'm going to look great today. And then in 3 months when it's out of season and I spent $1,000 on it and I'm still paying it off, now I'm mad.
That's right, because you want the new season's handbag, but you're still paying for last season's handbag.
Exactly. So now I can't go out and get new seasons. And now I'm resenting making payments on it. You know,
but I don't feel sorry for the guys who buy the man bags, though, because they really shouldn't even be doing that in the first place.
Well, you know, if you have stuff to carry, I mean,
backpack, even a fanny pack is better than a man bag.
Okay. All right. Well, since this is not a fashion show, we won't discuss that. Other than the implications of buying fashion on debt. But we have to think about that, because now, okay, so now I'm this handbag, while it gratified me, I can't monetize it. Hi, yes, the word of the day today.
I already used it.
Defining it doesn't count. I haven't heard it since.
You asked me to use it in a sentence, and I did.
That was okay. All right. I see how you are. You're going to cheat? Fine. Now that I know the rules, I'm good with that. So for this week's key, we have to keep in mind that credit is a tool. It's not a goal. It's not our money. It's someone else's. And when we use it for longer than the stated grace period, then we owe somebody something for the privilege and opportunity, not the right, to use that money. And that's why I'm so bent out of shape over these stupid student loans. But that's it for this week's key. For this week's key statement, key affirmation, key commitment, and key action item, please visit unlockyourwealthradio.com and click on this week's key tab so you can get all of those goodies. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have done and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhals.
And I'm Jeremy Shane.
And you have been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
Okay.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.